CPA Mobile.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November, X-ray.
Dude, I didn't hear you in there. Oh, Dave, you're not headed to Tennessee this early, are you?
Yep.
Well, I'll leave you with this tidbit. The doctor asked me this morning when I went if I exercised regularly.
And did you tell him?
When my mind wanders now and then.
You have to get up and go and find it. Yeah, I would say that probably qualifies. So who else do we have in here? This is KP4 CPA.
For 4 November, November, X-ray.
We make one. This is Tom, N0TR, with Dave, KP4, CBA.
And you, Ham. Been listening a few days. Get on a few times.
Dude, and congratulations. My wife's sitting over here, 53 years, but she's not a ham. But boy, she sure made some good biscuits and gravy just now.
Start talking about food. Oh, man. Well, welcome, Diane, and congratulations on getting your ticket. And hope to hear you again on this frequency and on HF. And go ahead, it's your turn.
Appreciate the appreciation. Been wanting to do this for several years now, and finally just took the bullet and bit, and think I'm gonna go for my general next month.
I tried to get my wife to do that, and I slap her around once a week, whether she needs it or not, but she just won't become a ham.
It'd just be something that you just want to do.
Yeah, don't believe a word of that, Diane.
Bernice is over here laughing. Well, Dave, I'll let you and Diane continue on, and don't be a stranger, Diane. And I might add this, that we're bad about this too, but we don't leave a little bit of gap between our transmissions. Dave is probably the best one on this frequency to abide by that, Diane. And I wish I could say the same for everybody, including myself. So, 73, have a nice day. It's a beauty out there. Got 65 degrees, 18% humidity, 9 mile an hour peak winds out of the southwest, and it's going to get better for the week's out. Y'all take care. This is N0TR, and I'll be signed off.
I know you'll behave because you got Bernice to take care of that. Go ahead, Diane.
To get up and go let someone in, so sorry I missed some of that.
Dang, it was Tom. Oh, man, if he's still listening, he'll go, that's one. So what are you doing today?
Well, I work from home, so kind of working, paying attention, and keep the radio on and listen to see what's going on.
I'm retired, but I'm working at home, on the home. We had our bathroom totally remodeled, the big bathroom and the main one, and it's ready except for the shower doors. I think they're here, or they'll be here tomorrow. I think they'll be here tomorrow, but who knows when they'll install them. I mean, just because they're here doesn't mean they're going to bring them over and install them. And my wife and I have been doing the kitchen, cabinets, and I put up the last door just a little while ago.
Years ago, I redid my floors. That was a task to do, but I love the fact that I did it myself. But it saved me about $10,000. So, but it was backbreaking, something I'd never do again. But at least I accomplished it one time.
Thank you. Well, I'm sitting here at Bojangles at the drive-thru. Oh, there they are. I'll be back in a minute. KO4 LAO here.
It's Diane Keel Oscar 4 November November X-ray.
It's Keel Oscar 4 November November X-ray. Is that correct?
That's yours.
Kilo Oscar 4, so we have both have the same prefix there, but the last three are Lima Alpha, Lima Oscar Alpha, LAO. Got that backwards. LAO.
My license.
Not long. That's the reason I jumped in here after Dave went to go check on his order. I got mine in January. I took my general and technical at the same time, and I was just wondering what you're using to study for the general with.
Online. One is ham study, and then the other one, I don't remember which one it is. I'll look it up.
There are a couple of good books. It's there's a guy named Buck somebody. It's, the books are on Amazon, but it's, the test questions are published. But he only lets you look at the correct answer for the test. So that's not a bad one to take a look at.
Good. That's the way I did the tech. I just studied the correct answers, which now I'm going back and actually learning what I need to apply. And then I'll be taking the general probably next month. I took it when I took my tech, but I didn't pass, of course, because I didn't study it.
Is of course they're going to ask they'll ask a lot of the questions, but the math ones are not as difficult as it may seem when you get into the general. So I would say study up for it and go for it, because you can miss 9 questions and still pass the test.
We'll just keep going and studying. So I appreciate that.
Got a point. Now, what kind of HF rig did you get set up with? HF radio setup did you have?
I bought an ICOM 2730A.
KP2H access.
Go ahead.
Oh, noon. Yeah, we'll make sure it was noon. Dave here. I have a 2730A.
One of the guys at the place where I took the test suggested this and some other few things. So I went ahead and purchased it from Ham Outlet in Georgia.
And that's a dual band 440, Rick. That's 2-meter 440, correct?
It is.
Yeah, I have it in my car. In fact, I'm talking about it right now. It's a good rig. It's a good rig. Good for the vehicle. You can separate it and all that. But I don't want to bust the conversation up. Dave, here's Dave. Just kind of tooling around Greer today. Go ahead, other station. Please pick it up.
We're here in Traveler's Rest, KO4 LAO. I started out with the Yaesu's, the 2980s. I bought 2 of those and put 1 in my car for mobile. It works out pretty good. And then I picked up a used ICOM 7300. Curious as to what kind of antenna you got with that. KO4 November November X-ray.
I have a little antenna that I stuck on the top of my filing cabinet, so it's not a very big antenna, and it's something that I have inside totally.
Wow, you make it into the repeater like full quieting.
Time there. Do I have your call sign right? W4 Delta Foxtrot.
I have an honor's license, 1958.
There seems to be a resurgence in folks interested in getting their license. My son had bought me a radio maybe 3 years ago, and it sat in a box for all this time, and I finally decided I'd get off my rear end and go get it done, and I decided to go through for both the general and the technical at the same time. Since you and I kind of in the similar starting points here, what you were starting out with, and I have a similar setup, all mine's indoors here, and with the Yaesu that I've got, but I'm finding there's an awful lot of nice folks around here to help you out with your hobby, and I wish you luck with it, KO4LAO.
And was Jim?
Rest here at the base of Harris Mountain, and check in on the net. And I'm sure you may know about it already, but every night at 9 o'clock, they run the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Dave W4DJW is the guy who kind of helps organize all of this and keeps us headed in the right direction. It's quite a lot of folks. To come in here, and it goes somewhere around north of Asheville all the way down into Toccoa, Georgia.
This is the only one that I can actually go out on. The other ones that I've tried to pick up, I can hear them, but they can't hear me. The one in Seneca, and then there's one in Spartanburg. Are you a member of a group, or just get online?
Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, BRARS, B-R-A-R-S, they run that, and they also run this repeater also that's up on Caesar's Head there at about 3,500 feet, which is why I think we have such great range with this area. But there's quite a lot of folks out there that can maybe, you know, I'm still kind of new to this whole thing, but there are some great folks like the gentleman over there, W4DF, that really know what they're doing, and they can help you resolve some of those issues.
The next biggest repeater is Mount Mitchell. That's the next biggest repeater. It's got the biggest umbrella. It covers parts of Virginia, all of North Carolina, Tennessee, parts of Georgia, a lot of South Carolina. It goes a long way. KN4UBG for ID.
For November X-ray. Information Kilo Oscar for November X-ray.
That's a pretty good repeater if you pull it up. It's on Mount Mitchell. I can't remember what the frequency number is. I think it's 145190. And that's a pretty good repeater. I get in that repeater about every night. I have to turn the beam around to it, but I can get any because I'm in a hole over here in Fountain Inn where I'm at.
Yeah, 145, 190 is the correct frequency. There's no tone on that either. KB2HX has mobile.
Add that one to my list.
Go on to repeaterbook.com, and it'll give you a list of all of the repeaters in the area. You can put in your location and how many miles from your area you want, and next thing you know, you'll have quite a number of repeaters that are in the area that you can take a look at and give you all the details about the repeater information.
At Friday night, I think it's Friday night at 9 o'clock, they link all the repeaters in South Carolina together. And Friday night at 9 o'clock, you can talk all the way to Merle's Inland Repeater, which is down in Myrtle Beach. And I've talked to guys down at the beach and find out what the weather is going to be before I ever go to the beach. And that's pretty nice.
Next week.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and clear here and get on some other things. Have a nice time. Welcome to the hobby. I'm probably as new as you are, but there's a lot of good folks around here, and I'll be clearing your last KO4LAO.
appreciate it. I'm also up in traveler's rest, so I got my license. So took the test in February and got my license on March the 1st, so I'm totally a newbie.
See if I have this. I'm over here in Greer, and I've been licensed since the late 80s. Diane, I got one quick question for you real quick. Where is your antenna located? You say it's on top of a steel filing cabinet?
About 24 inches from my window.
All right, just be careful. Don't run that radio on high power because you'd be radiating yourself. I'd try and get an outdoor antenna as quick as you could. I mean, if you don't have an HOA there.
But I'd have to have somebody to help, and somebody was telling me that, you know, usually electricians don't know how to do that unless they're a ham. But, yeah, I'm looking into getting an external antenna somewhere. I could put it, you know, I've got an acre, so I could put it anywhere really on the property.
I mean, you know, just a dual band, like X50, I think it's like the X50NA, which is it's a pretty nice antenna. One of the gentlemen on here have one. I think Steve has one. Excuse me. And then just get something, you know, moderate, and then stick it up on the peak of the house or something, you know. Be careful how much cable length to run, because VHF, UHF, you will get lost over 100 foot of cable.
On the ground, because I've got a metal roof, and I definitely would not be climbing up on my metal roof.
They do make... I think they make, like, tripods and stuff that you can lock down on the ground. You kind of guide it down a little bit with some rope or something and, you know, run an antenna or put a 10-foot pole on or something. Get it up as high as you can. Get it above the roof line if you can do it.
One of the buildings probably in the back. Get it up higher than the house.
This is your old TR.
Oh, goodness. You talk about people that are nice on a repeater, and there it goes. Hello, Tom.
N0TR with a man on a mountain. Diane, mine, I just took a piece of conduit and bent a 90-degree bend in it, which you wouldn't have to. You can get an elbow already made. And bought a diamond antenna and put on it. It's just on the side of the house. They don't weigh anything, and they don't have any wind load, so it's not going to hurt a thing, or you could put it on an eave. And the other one I got that I'm talking to you on now is just out here on my carport, and it's on a piece of conduit. You can put it on what they call a thin wall conduit, because it's not a big load, and it works like a champ. It's omnidirectional, but you don't need to spend a lot and run a lot of wire out to another building, and you wouldn't hardly even see it. Mine's white, and it's probably 3-4 foot tall, so not necessary, Diane. Over.
But I just would want some help with that. So hopefully once I get into a group, maybe they can come out and help me install it. I was talking to somebody the other day. I went down to a ham swap on Saturday, and there was a guy, Alex. He was very helpful with the antennas that I might need.
Yeah, and they make a little thing that goes across where you can shut the window down on it. And it is insulated. MFJ makes it. Just look in the HRO catalog, and you can just hook a piece of coax to it with a regular PL259 connector and hook your antenna to that, and you're in business. Dave, guys, I'm going to go. And David, that's one, as I say. I'm going outside. I got a little project here where I'm going to try to hit some wood with 10,000 volts. If I live through it, I'll tell you how it worked out later. This is N0TR.
You actually heard my transmission, huh? KB4CBA.
Yeah.
Goodness. All right. Let me know if you survive. KB4CBA. Go ahead and take it. KB2HX, that's mobile.
Just copying the mail here and enjoying my chicken tenders from Bojangles. I just wanted a little snack before I played tennis. I don't like play tennis on an empty stomach. Yeah, I'm always giving Tom a hard time. And, but anyway, I'll jump out of here. I'm almost there, and y'all continue on. And don't be a stranger, and, you know, you hear one of us in here, just jump on in. And, Jim will talk to you later. And, 73 to all, KP4CBA.
This is Diane. Can you give me a call sign again?
Yes, ma'am. It is Kilowatt Bravo 2, KB2, HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra, HXS. It's normal call letters. That was my very first call letters, and I kept them because, like I said, I got my license back in the late 80s up in New York. So I just kept the calls. But I live in Greer, probably about 20 minutes to your east or south. I don't know what the heck direction around here. But the antenna I'm using at my house right now is sitting in an antenna, in an umbrella stand out in front of my house, and I'm getting ready to put a 50-foot tower up. So that's what I talk on from the house. In an umbrella stand on a 10-foot pole. I just got it guided in place so it doesn't fall over with the wind, and it works pretty well.
I've got an umbrella stand. I could just stick that outside somewhere.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah. What you do, get you a 10-foot pole and put it in there, and then that little tightening screw in there that you hold the umbrella in with, just snug it up a little bit, and either get a couple of boulders on the bottom of the stand or something, keep it from blowing over, or get some nylon cord and, kind of like you do in a tent, just get some stakes and stake it, and then keep it from blowing over. And you'll probably do just fine until you get something a little more permanent.
Thank you. I'll look into that so I can take this little mobile one off, and then I can probably get a little bit farther out.
Oh, heck yeah. Once you get an antenna outside and free in the air there, you'll get as few obstructions as you can. You'll do a whole heck of a lot better. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I hate to see people radiating themselves inside the house. You know, that's not real safe. What are you running? Are you running the radio on high power or low power or what?
Not really sure. I'm looking at the thing right now, and I don't really see what it says.
When you key up, look at the bottom of your LCD panel, is there a bunch of segments lit up?
The bar that goes all the way, I don't know how far away it would go. Let me see if I can put down the low and see what that does.
Yeah, there's a button on, I think it's the second button from the left, the white button. Just push it once, and it'll cycle you through the low, medium, and high power.
What it was on, but I just turned it to low.
Leave it on low. You sound fine.
Kilo Oscar 4 November X-ray.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great little radio. I think high power, is 25 or 30 watts, something like that. I think low power, it's 5, 15, and 25, something like that. But I run it on high power in the car, of course. But, yeah, you sound just fine on low power. No problems at all.
One that you said that you had in your car?
Talking on it right now.
I have a handy talkie as well. I've got a Yaesu FT60.
I'm not too familiar with that. I don't have any handy talkies at the moment. My first radio dates back to the late 80s. It was an old Kenwood TR-2600, and it had dip switches on the back of the radio for the PL tone. That's how far back my first radio goes. So I think the last HT I had, I think it was an old Yaesu 727 dual band. It was like the size of a brick. And I haven't had an HT since then. I'm thinking about getting one. I don't know which one I want, though.
Lucky, I bought it first before I bought this. And I'm just going to see how I can do an antenna on my, I have a Jeep. Of course, that has no metal roof, so I'll have to figure out how I'm going to fix that.
Okay, the best antenna for that would be a Diamond NR770. They call it a no-ground plane antenna. It's a NR770. It looks like an old-style cell phone antenna, a little curly Q in the middle of the antenna itself. But, yeah, that would be the one to get. And what you can get, Diamond makes all kinds of different mounts that you can put on a vehicle such as that. If you have like a fiberglass roof, you can drill it through or something, or you know, put it up on the hood. You get the little clip mounts that go on the edge of your hood or something like that, and you can orient it in different directions, so you can put it at almost any angle and put the antenna vertical. I can't remember. I actually have one in my vehicle here. I took it off my old work vehicle. I can't think of the number of everything. It's an LM400 or something. I can't remember. But it holds on with two set screws, and you can adjust the angle of the antenna mount, you know, I think two or three different ways and get it vertical.
But I'm just, like I said, I've just gotten my license 1st of March, so I'm diving in head first, so I'm loving, this is my first really good conversation that I've had on the net, so I appreciate y'all talking to me.
Not at all. Just be careful now, because you can spend a lot of money on radios. Believe me, I know.
I've got the two radios I'm going to get. I think I'm just now going to do the antennas and get my car set up so that I can actually talk in the car.
Oh, yeah, and you know, like I say, the Jeep, it'll be easy. I think the mount, I can't remember. When I stop, I'll look at the bag, and I'll see what model it is. Now, the different models denote what antenna mount, like if it's a UHF antenna, you know, a UHF screw-on mount or an LMO-type mount or something like that, and just let them know when you order it. I think it's like $69 or something. I think that number kind of sticks in my head.
I don't know if it's a Diamond or not. I've still got the bag that it came in, but it's got the little curly Q thing that you're talking about, and it mounts right now to the top of my filing cabinet. It's magnetic.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, Diane, I'm pulling into my buddy's driveway here in just a minute. Whoops, I almost passed.
Dave, I appreciate it. This is Diane Kilo Oscar 4, November X-ray 73. Thanks for the chat.
All right, just give me 1 second. Let me look up that model number at the mount. Give me 2 seconds. You just got to reconnect the battery. I'm an antenna K400S, and that's the UHF mount. If you have at the bottom of the antenna, looks like a female the PL259. They call it a UHF mount. That's for that one. And they make other ones for the NMO type mounts and things like that. But you'll have to discuss that with. If you buy from HRO or whatever. Yeah, but it's the K400 series, K400S. And it comes with pretty much everything. So, have a good afternoon. KB2HXS, take care.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. This is Diane Kilo Oscar 4, November X-ray 73.
KO4 NMR.
Hi, this is Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot, W4DS.
KO4 NNR signal.
KO4 JQX. QX. Dan, you still on here? I didn't catch your call sign a while ago. I just heard you